live on the internet through BBS Radio, another Monday evening episode with the Win Free Hour. I do not know what the topic is going to be tonight yet. Welcome to this call. This is, as usual, a simulcast with a conference call. And we await for more people to join in. Every time you hear a ding, there's somebody coming in. It is today, June the 4th, 2018. And let's see, because the hour, I can play a little tune, and when the next person comes in, I'll stop it. You're okay, Cecil?
Oh, yeah, I'm good.
All right. Good evening. Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Good evening. Positive greetings. I'm from Sedona here.
Welcome, Raiden. Positive greetings to you. Welcome. Thank you for being here.
Likewise, my brother.
All right, man.
Antonio is also here.
Hello, Antonio. Welcome to this call.
Hi. Thank you.
Yeah. Welcome to the next person. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Wayne.
Hi. Jeannie, welcome.
Thank you.
For being here. And who's the gentleman? Welcome to this call. Please.
Hi, it's Prudy in Asheville.
Welcome to the call, Prudy.
Thank you. Hi. Hello. Hi, Antonio.
Is it flooding back there a lot?
It stopped. Finally.
Okay. Good.
It has been.
And more people have joined in. Welcome to this call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Welcome. Good evening, Jane.
Thank you.
And Terry from Dallas.
Welcome to the call, Terry.
Thank you.
Who else joined in? Please say your name and location.
Win in Sedona.
Win in Sedona. Welcome to this call.
Terry in Sedona.
And hello, Teddy. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi, Wynn and Terry.
Hello.
Hello, Antonio.
Welcome to this person joining in. Please say your name and location.
It's Roger.
I hear Roger. Welcome to this call, Roger. And I heard another gentleman's voice. Please say your name and location. And the next caller, welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, Heiss, everybody.
Good evening to you, Don. Welcome.
Thanks.
Hi, Don.
Hi.
Hi, Don.
Hi.
Shirley from Ohio.
Who is this from Ohio?
Shirley.
Shirley, good evening to you.
Good evening.
Antonio, would you say something, Antonio?
Would I say something?
Yeah, never mind. I got you.
All right, and welcome to all those people that are listening in online through BBS. Thank you for participating with tonight's Win Free Hour.
Thank you, Heiss.
It is my pleasure to welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hey, this is Bonnie in California.
Welcome, Bonnie. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
It is my pleasure.
Bonnie. Hi. I called Bonnie a couple minutes ago, and I just got music playing, so I thought maybe I was a little early.
Maybe so. More people have joined in. Welcome to this call. Please say your name and location.
Oh, Juan in Las Vegas.
Juan?
In Las Vegas, Nevada.
Buenas noches.
Hello.
Welcome to the next person. Please say your name and location.
It's Jeff and Ruth Proctor. We're somewhere in the middle of Missouri.
All right. Welcome to this call.
Thank you.
Actually, I didn't copy your name. Was it Sean?
No, Jeff and Ruth.
Jeff and Ruth, oh, hi, welcome.
Yeah.
Drive safe.
Yeah.
Jeff, have you been on our calls before?
Sunday morning with
the statement. You listened on Sunday morning, right?
Yeah. This is Bruce. That's my husband.
Hi, Ruth.
Hi.
Oh, Ruth Porter.
Yeah, Ruth Proctor. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, Dr. Art Franklin, Hampton, Virginia.
Dr. Art, welcome to this call.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Dr. Art.
Hi.
Do you guys notice that Dr. Art is sounding stronger?
Yeah.
Yes.
He's not better. I mean, he's still dizzy.
We need to change your DNA, Dr. Franklin.
Oh, that's fine.
He's dizzy from the narcotic. You got to cut those things off.
Welcome to the next person. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hi.
I hear something from someone. Is somebody from Las Vegas?
Lauren in Santa Rosa.
In Santa Rosa. Welcome
California,
to California,
where we had the devastating fires last October.
Yes. And I'm sorry, what's your name?
Lauren.
Welcome.
Thank you.
That's where they had the Agenda 21 fires, right?
The what? Oh, the yeah, agenda? Right, yeah.
Did you know about that?
Not that much. I'd like to hear more about that, to be honest.
Please say name and location.
Yeah, hi, this is Brenda from D.C. How are you this evening?
Doing well, Brenda. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
There's a lot available on YouTube on not only Agenda Bed 21, but also the Santa Rosa fires.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw those on YouTube.
And somebody else, Brendan, welcome to you. Please say name and location.
Hello, hi, Joe here.
Welcome, Joe. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm ready.
All right. Letters. You got the dings?
Do I have the dings? I can't.
Because I hear you using your phone.
Hang on a second.
All right. I get the mute. I think I get it.
Got the recording going?
We will.
Not yet.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves. This conference is being recorded.
Do I gotta get rid of the ding size?
I got it.
Okay. This is June 4th, 2018. Everybody everywhere. And Wynn and Terry in Sedona. And I announced a open mic tonight.
All callers are unmuted.
You know, a lot of times in Whole Planet Healing, we end up having these spontaneously great conversations, and everyone gets enthused. And it's interesting because it happens very spontaneously. And sometimes when I say, okay, we're going to have an open mic. What does anyone want to share anything? Let me try it. Okay. Does anyone want to share anything?
I want to ask something.
Go ahead.
Well, the other night, I think it was Susan from Toronto was talking about she got an implant tooth.
Yeah.
Is she online tonight?
Not that I know of.
No. She comes into Whole Planet Healing every night.
Oh, okay.
But you know what? When we start Whole Planet Healing tonight, who is talking right now?
Jeannie from Citrus Heights.
Jeannie, okay.
Yeah.
Judy Judd, right?
Yes.
Okay. What were you going to say about an implanted tooth? Now I'm curious.
Well, I had a tooth pulled today. So I might be interested in getting an implant, but she was talking about that she'd gotten an implant, and she got the kind with the metal base.
Titanium.
Yeah, and she said she's having a lot of trouble with it, and she knows that it's infected, and she's mad because they told her it was pure titanium, but when she actually looked into it a little deeper or asked her dentist to look into it a little deeper, he came back with more information about the fact that there was other kinds of metal in there, like nickel and that sort of thing, and that somebody told her that those things could actually rust in your mouth. So I've been just wanting to ask her about that. I think I'm going to go for the non-metal.
Jerry, what is the name of the non-titanium implant?
I think it's zirconium or something like that.
Yeah, zirconium.
Yeah, it's zirconium. Zirconium.
Yeah. There's not many dentists that do it.
Jeannie, you're in California, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Near Sacramento.
You might look. There's a lot of dentists in Mexico, and there's at least one, as I recall, in Tijuana, who is a holistic dentist that might use zirconium, okay?
Uh-huh.
So you might just scan the internet. Look up holistic dentist Tijuana. If you want to go to Tijuana, that is, okay?
I think there are some that are closer, but
there are lots. They're at least half the price in Tijuana.
That's what I was going to ask.
Yeah.
If you have a name, could you send that to me? Or
I don't have. I'd have to do the same thing I'm telling you to do. But I remember that I found a guy that seemed to be very highly rated and was holistic, okay?
Okay.
And
so I just Google him?
Just Google him, right. Okay. Look up holistic dentist Tijuana. And
okay.
And if that doesn't work, do holistic dentist Mexico. Okay?
Okay. Okay, thank you.
And, you know, many of you may not take advantage of this. And it took me a while to figure this out. But unlike times in the past, everything is findable now. And if you use the internet as a tool to find things, not only can you find things, but you can find testimonials.
Thank you.
You know, in fact, there's a website called Yelp. How many of you have ever used Yelp?
Yeah, I have.
I've heard of it.
Okay.
I have.
Well, Yelp is a listing of every business, everything, everywhere in this country, okay? Everything from restaurants to holistic doctors to anything, mechanics. And when you look it up, you'll find all these people who have given reviews on the particular thing you're looking up. So you can figure out something about it. How many of you have done that?
Yeah, I have.
Yelp reviews.
Yes.
Yes, I have.
What's the name of the site again?
Yelp.
Yelp.
Y-E-L-P.
Y-E-L-P. Oh, Yelp.
Y-E-L-P.
Y-E-L-P.
Yeah.
So.
Like a dog yelping.
Right. Yeah. And that's probably the biggest site. But, you know, if you're looking for a doctor, you can find sites that review doctors. If you're looking up an alternative remedy for something, you'll find sites where people have I think one very good site for this. Now, remember, don't believe everything. You have to do a really extensive work at this. But if your health is involved, it's worth it. Okay? I think there's a site called Topics, T-O-P-I-X. And Topics has, everything where people are just, they pick a topic and they give their own review of it, like cancer cures, okay? There's going to be a whole bunch of people that say, I did this, I did that, this worked, that worked, that didn't work for me. And, you've got to, look at this stuff and not believe everything you read, but look at it at a cross-section so that things might work for someone and not for someone else. So try to find something that works for the most people. I have found so many, if I had the time, I don't know if you guys have sensed this, but how many of you heard me fall asleep on Whole Planet Healing?
Yeah.
Couple of times, right.
Yeah.
So, I'm sorry, but it just proves that I'm human, right?
Right, there you go.
And, it's been, it's like having, I wish we had a millionaire on the line that believed in our work, because it's very hard to do all the things to keep earning a living, making money, and doing this. If I had the time, I would be putting together a web page for all these things I'm telling you now, because it's very valuable. It's easy and free, and people can take advantage of it. Even I don't know if Dr. Art has you don't have a computer, but you have a smartphone, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I've got a computer, but I don't have it here.
Yeah. I mean, you could do a search on smartphone and say cold laser, Hampton or Virginia Beach.
All right.
And see what comes up and see if you find anyone that seems to know what they're doing,
Right, right.
Because if they're there, you'll find them, And we're not living in the 1980s and the 1990s. It's a whole new world with the Internet. And you can find anything just by searching. You would be surprised, okay? And you don't have to be a technical whiz to do it, okay? And, all right. Who else wants to say something? I bet nobody remembers anything on that channeling. Who's that?
I'll say something. I'm Dave from Livermore, California.
Dave. Hi, Dave. Dave, hey, you don't know Rich Buckley, do you?
Yeah, well, I know of him. I'm Valerie's best friend, Valerie Nelson.
Oh, you're Valerie's friend. Okay.
Yeah, so we asked questions, and Rich, he asked a lot of profound questions. We love to hear that. So mm-hmm. It's like a competition between Rich and Valerie.
Mm-hmm.
They talk about it the next day. Oh, your question was so good, and the answer was great. So what I wanted to ask, I've asked this one time before where Terry was channeling, and I asked about the Nibiru system, and I want to know about the sun simulators. Do you know anything about the sun simulators? There's supposed to be like 20 of them up there that are hiding the real sun of this incoming Nibiru system, and also the simulators have been weaponized, and that could be the real cause of the Santa Rosa fires. And it's just some information that's been leaked out on the internet. You know, I mean, like
I just want to say, as far as the fires that we're concerned,
yeah,
if you look them up on the internet,
right,
that there's something about it that indicates that they were started with a directed energy weapon, okay? Very directed. Whatever it was, some people say it was lasers, okay? There's pictures of blue lights coming down, but the thing that is most revealing on that is the fact that, and you go, this is particularly in Santa Rosa, in that area, when you look at the aerial view, the houses are melted, the cars are melted, and the trees and the brush in between are intact. Okay?
They're all fine.
Yeah, so how did the fire get from one house to another? Okay?
And how did the fire jump the sidewalk and burn the other side of the cars, tires, and rims and everything without burning the tree that was in between the house and the car?
Exactly. So the only explanation for that is there was a beam coming down on each house, one by one by one.
Right.
I mean, that's the only explanation I can think of. If anyone has another one.
What are the testimony I heard from one witness or one victim, he would call him, I guess, in this case, would be a gentleman that said, you know, they came to our doors, they said, you know, there's fire coming. And I looked around, there's no fire anywhere. You know, we had to leave our houses, they evacuated us. And then pretty soon we went back, and there was nothing. I mean, think about it. A fire, you know, I know it was hot, but everything is burnt. Even the chimneys are burnt down. The washer and dryers, all the metal in the house, all the way down to a cinder, to a fine, fine dust.
Right, okay? Right.
So
not a normal fire.
No.
And the other thing is, this is a really interesting one, and you can just go look this up. I don't want to explain it.
Yeah.
The area that was designated for Area Agenda 21 is
right.
Exactly the area, the streets bounded by it that burned down, okay? So.
That is, okay. Now, evacuating people, this could be a good thing, too, if they're trying to get people to move out of there, because supposedly when Nibiru actually does approach, it's going to be on the west coast. All these mathematicians know about this. And there's going to be a tsunami coming in. And they're trying to save lives.
According to our sources, Nibiru was not going to be a problem. Okay?
Right.
Now,
remember.
I don't tell you to believe our sources, but over a long period over a long period of time, they had seemed to be fairly accurate. I can't remember anything through Terry that was completely off. Terry, can you remember anything?
Not offhand.
I remember.
Which one?
What's that?
I remember what you said when I asked you, was there any one of these planets inhabited? And you said that that it is inhabited, but half of it's been split, and half of the rogue, the rogue civilization from that planet took off and they're out amongst the cosmos wreaking havoc. The rest of them are trying to figure out how to lessen the blow when this thing does its flyby. Okay, so that's the technology as such, I guess, on
That came from one of our channelings?
Yes, it did, yeah.
How long ago?
About a year and a half ago, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't remember it, okay?
What did he say?
That he was talking about... Say it again.
Well,
you said...
Basically,
you were talking about...
I'll remind you here. I asked on this incoming Nibiru system, there's supposed to be a couple of these planets that might be inhabited. In fact, one of these planets that's with it is pure gold. So they're mining the gold as they float along in the orbit. So what I wanted to know is it really inhabited? And she said, yes, it's inhabited, but it seems like since it's been around the last time and then this time, half of the population has left as like a rogue civilization around in cosmos, like the reptilians or the Anunnaki blood wreaking havoc in the cosmos, while the rest of them that are left on the planet are docile and loving creatures that know that they're coming around the planet Earth again, and we're trying to lessen the blow. That's what Terry said. So, I mean, you can get back to archives. It take a lot of searching, but we can find that.
I might be faster to ask it again, okay? Because I don't remember that. You sure that came from us, right?
Well, yes.
I want
the four in there. Where are they?
You got your Elipasoa, your Metropolol, and your Remoron. Your Elipasoa.
Speak louder. Say that again.
Say again. Ever say that?
Eliquis is for what?
EVP, like blood clots, to prevent that.
Okay.
Are you guys talking to each other or talking to me?
Well, your cholesterol.
I still need that.
Okay, they're talking to each other. Okay.
And then.
Hi, so when you see somebody, when somebody's talking to each other, could you mute them?
Okay. Hey, Wynn?
Yes.
On spiritchannel.net, I asked a question about the Nibiru situation back on April 29th, 2014. So there was a response. I know that one's up. I remember the day.
What's the answer? What was the answer?
Not to be concerned. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, more than once, people have asked that question. And they said not to be concerned. The only thing I would be concerned about, and this is a genuine concern, is that we do have an earthquake zone that they have said is very volatile in Washington, Oregon, and Northern California, okay? And that we also have the potential for the negative forces to create tsunamis some way or another.
Right.
Setting off nukes in the sea, okay? And who knows? They may say it's Nibiru. But I'm sorry, if our sources said it, we should check on that again. Because
it's up in the air. I mean, you can even go like this. You can say they have HARP, they have CERN, they have all this stuff. They can make the holographic technology. They could be faking this Nibiru in all these videos or whatever, and then create earthquakes out there like it was suspected with Fukushima, with HARP.
Mm-hmm.
Just create an earthquake underwater, have a tsunami go in all the coasts, wipe out 4,000.
Yeah, you know.
Maybe Hawaii.
Yeah.
Well, actually, Terry found something about Hawaii, the volcano, and. What was it that you found, Terry, that they were doing?
That the Rothschilds owned the geological station that purported purpose is to bring electricity to the area, the geothermal station. But what they're doing is creating fracking and trying, which they're succeeding at, to drain the lava from where it's at and destabilize a whole side of the mountain so it will fall into the ocean and create a 100-foot-high tsunami across west coast.
Now, that came from John Rappaport, right?
Right, Johnny Rappaport.
And John Rappaport is pretty credible. We know him. In fact, Terry knew him years ago personally. But he has a high degree of ethics. He doesn't seem to be controlled by anybody. And his information is usually accurate. So
you can usually tell if somebody's been has a couple of hits on them. If they talk about, you know, there's been some attempted suicide, you know, like a fake attempted suicide or or an actual hit, maybe, or banks, you know, problems with your banks and things like that. These are how these guys work. So
yeah.
You can hear John Rappaport every Thursday night on Jimmy Church Radio.
Oh, yeah, Jimmy Church, right, yeah. Listen to him on Coast to Coast. He fills in for George.
Yeah, but he's got his own radio station, Jimmy Church Radio, on the internet. And John Rappaport is on every Thursday night.
Is Jimmy Church still on Coast to Coast?
But he has his own regular radio show, too.
Okay.
ChurchRadio.com.
All right. Because there was that one guy who was on Coast who was very controversial. And then when he went to do his own radio show, they supposedly kicked him off of Coast. Who was that, Terry?
Wells.
George Mass?
John B. Wells.
John B. Wells. But, you know, you never know what's going on the inside of these things, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to know. It's too much to keep track of.
For me, Wynn, you know what? If nothing else, the stuff we talk about day to day and with you and shows like this, it's fantastic entertainment.
Right.
It's a formula on all of it.
Right.
And
well,
I get my chills. I get my chills all the way down now. I'll tell you something about me. I found out that my mom, after she died, that she was going to be on my left shoulder. And so I feel her. She comes in chills. She touches my knees, and then so as years went on, I realized that it's not just my mom. So if you're thinking about somebody like I thought about Jimi Hendrix or John Bonham or whoever, you know, Richie Nelson or whatever, you talk about that, here goes my chills. Or Jesus Christ, all of a sudden your chills come, you're like, whoa, I think they know that's where I'm supposed to be touched when profound truth is said.
With you. Yeah.
So
right.
Anyway, my chills just happened when we were talking.
Yeah, well, I can kind of tell when I send the light to someone that's deceased on the other side, I can feel when it comes back and when it doesn't, you know?
Yeah.
That's my little reference point. And, you know, even sometimes I'll be meditating in the morning, and I will think about people on our calls that are going through stuff, and I can just mock them up, send them the light. I can feel the light come back, and I know it's making a difference. And you know, all of you can do that because we're all getting to know each other, and it's a good way to keep your own energy up and keep your own service up. Just kind
exactly.
of.
I tried it one time. I was in the gym. I just got done swimming, and I'm sitting around on the edge of the pool there, and I'm watching people walk around. And I decided, I'm thinking, as I look at people, I'm going to send out love. I'm going to, every thought that I have, every little piece of me is going to project love. So that guy walking right there, love to that guy. You know what I mean? That kid swimming, oh my God, he's handicapped. Look at this. By the time I was done looking at everybody, I must have heated up like 15 or 20 degrees. You know, I'm amazed of how, like, the furnace was just like...
Yeah.
So.
You know, Dr. Art's on the line, and I can tell... Art, Dr. Art, say hello. Are you there, Dr. Art?
Oh, Dr. Art, oh. I think it's Dr. Oz.
No, Dr. Art. I thought he was on the line, and he's in a hospital.
I am on. This is Dr. Art. I am on the line.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, do you guys notice the difference in Dr. Art's voice today than when the first time he came on the line?
Yes.
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 He can. I know that he can feel the loving energy that we send him. And it's so important to feel valued. I hope none of you leave that idea out. You know, you can research things, you can learn about things, but as you create true value for another person, even one person, it comes back to you. And it's kind of love in action, law of one in action. You can't change someone without changing yourself. So as you're learning these principles, people think, well, what can I do to be of service? What can I do? Well, one thing that anyone can do that's on this line, that listens in and hears people say hello, even you people who are on the Internet listening in other countries, you can do a meditation, or I don't even like the word meditation, because what we do is not meditation in any traditional sense. You can just call in the light and think of somebody like Dr. Art or me, or particularly people who are going through stuff on the line, and send them the light. And if you're succeeding, you'll feel your own light get stronger. Okay? Because it comes back to you. You know, on the other side, there's no time or space. And if you can tune into somebody's soul energy, which some of you are learning how to do, you can just tune into it, and there's a glow that establishes itself, and you can feel it. And suddenly you know you're doing something, and you're feeling the value. You know, one of the ways to stay alive in this realm is to feel valued and to feel that you're contributing. When you're all alone and you're not creating any value for anyone, there's something in you that starts to die. And you'll die physically, you know? It's just the way it works. And, you know, I remember, how many of you heard Carla Ruckert on our Sunday calls?
Highlights.
I did, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, when I started those Sunday calls with Carla, when I invited her, I wasn't sure how it was going to go, okay? I mean, but I started it because she was in bed, and she was kind of semi-immobile. She had spinal issues, and she had to be taken care of. And she used to go to church. She used to go to church every Sunday. And she loved going to church. And she sung in the choir, but she couldn't go. So I said to myself, well, I'm going to invite Carla to come on the Sunday call, because it will make her feel valued. It will make her feel loved. And, you know, I'll tell you, when the very first time I did that, I was scared to say Ra'an, okay? I think I said the Elohim, because I didn't want to, Carla was the, what's the right word? The Queen of Ra. It's not the right way to say it, okay? Because it makes it sound like she had ego, but she didn't. But she was the planetary focal point for the Ra group. And I thought if I started saying Ra was coming in and joining with the Elohim, that she would be offended. So we didn't say it for quite some time. And then finally I said it. And then finally, at some point on those calls, she said she trusted the Elohim channelings from Terry. She said that. And I never asked her to say that, but she said it of her own accord. And then she said that she never met anyone that understood the raw material as well as I did, which is a huge compliment from her. And from that point on, our calls were really seamless. You know, I felt accepted totally by Carla. But in any case, it's like respect has to be earned. And I know that. And when people earn each other's respect, it's different than just, you know, a lot of people come together because they want exposure. I hope I get on this radio show to get exposure. And I'm not going to say that's wrong, but it's a lower level of action than when people have respect for each other. Well, in any case, who else wants to say something?
I've got a question.
Now, who is that? Who is that?
This is Jeff Rocker. I'm Ruth's cousin.
Okay. Go ahead, Jeff.
This is actually about Elohim. And this may be something that maybe you've asked him, and maybe you already know the answer to, but I'm new to this, so I don't know. But the question that I have is that if they have some type of form that we could see, would it be a light form, or would it be an angelic form, or would we consider it to be extraterrestrial?
They explain themselves as just being pure energy, and energy units that are aware, okay? Now, the Ra group is also energy, but they have form. They're at a lower level than the Elohim. The Elohim can project energy anywhere into this realm. Pardon me?
So would that be light energy, or
you could call it light energy, I guess. But
there's,
you know,
some energy. There's sound energy. There's light.
Let me just say, it is energy. It's energy that someone that's in the line of that energy can feel the energy. How many of you felt energy on our calls?
I do. Yeah. Yes, I did. My head got real hot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I have.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's depending on someone's sensitivity, it's different for different people. And some people just feel an emotional upliftment. But I can see energy to some extent. And I know the first, I've told this story many times, but the first time I experienced this was 2004. And I had been talking to them for 2 years. And I wasn't talking about it publicly. I was scared to talk about it publicly. I was still researching it, still experimenting with what it means to connect with them, because I did not want to be a guru or looked at as a messiah. And but in 2004, I gave my first talk on the book I had just came out, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. And while I was talking, there was this amazing experience where I could see energy in the room. And I not only could I see it was bright. Not only that, it was moving around. I could see it moving. I could see it would land on this person and land on that person. And Terry was sitting outside of the room selling books. And what happened when people left the room, Terry?
They ran out the door. They were trying to get there first. I never saw a crowd, like, coming out of the lecture and running toward the booth to be able to buy the books. And they were saying, we could see energy. They were really excited, and they were practically shoving each other to try and be first in line at the table. So I asked Gwen what happened in there.
And I said, I just was talking. I could see this energy in the room, too. Later, I asked the Elohim, I said, could you explain the energy in the room? I had no idea what they were going to say. And their answer was, that was us. We were helping you. And I started to get the idea that they needed someone to be like a repeater station that they could work through to bring the energy into the physical realm, and that they were using me in that way. And every time I gave... Pardon me?
A conduit.
A conduit, right.
Yes.
And they trusted me. They had to learn to trust me, just as I had to learn to trust them. Because sometimes they connect with people, and people go on big ego trips and become messiahs or whatever, you know? And I'm not accusing Jesus of that, by the way. That's a different story. But you know, I was determined to stay very transparent and to be the best I could be as a conduit for this whole thing, both the information and the energy. And
can you talk about Doris Cannon and the four waves of people and sort of the signature personalities of all the four waves, like our elders, my grandfather, our great grandparents, you and me are like second wave, third wave are our kids, like 20 to 30 years old, and the baby indigo kids and the crystal children are the ones that are gonna be doing all the fantastic amazing stuff when they get in their 20s. So, but Doris Cannon talks about them, and is pretty specific on what their purposes are.
I did not read that of Dolores Cannon, so it wouldn't be good to talk about it. But I will tell you that there's a woman who is a really good channel. You can find her on YouTube, and I don't think she's compromised, and she channeled a couple times Dolores Cannon. She channeled Pamela Aralyn, right. She channeled Jesus. She channeled all kinds of people. I'm not sure of all the people that she channeled. I'm not sure if I trust all the people that she channeled. But the ones...
What's her name again?
Pamela Aralyn. If you look up Pamela Dolores Cannon, it'll come up, okay?
Yeah, there you go.
You know, when Dolores Cannon was on, and I don't know if you heard this, but somebody asked, she was talking about all these famous people that have reincarnated and that were here now, and somebody asked her, well, did Edgar Casey come back? Any of you hear that answer to that?
Yeah, you wrote a book with David Wilcock.
Yes, I wrote a book, but you know, once the book came out, David was not interested in being a channel or presenting his channel material to the world. He got into, you know, ETs and conspiracies and all the stuff he's into now. And I'm not sure I trust what he's doing, okay?
Right.
And but Dolores Cannon said through Pamela Aralyn that, yes, he did come back. His name is David, but he's gone off course. That's essentially what she said. And that blew me away because That was my assessment of it, okay? I said, maybe he'll come back, okay? So.
Well, I heard that all the apostles are back, all the disciples are back, and all of the, what's the other one? The disciples, the apostles, and the, the people that walk with Christ. And basically, they're in young bodies right now, ready to grow up and take these positions that are going to be significant in, you know, reforming our world when we inherit the earth. Okay,
well,
so.
You know, I don't know if you're aware of this, but we had a guy who died, but was kind of a regular on our calls, named Terry Friedman. You ever hear of him?
Yeah.
And I am sure he was the reincarnation of Matthew. And Jesus came.
Oh, wow.
ManWhoWalks.com, okay? Jesus came to him and asked him to to talk about what happened in common terms. And he was a regular on our call. I still have a website up called, now write this down. Don't send me emails. Just write it down now. This is grabbing you. ManWhoWalked.com. ManWhoWalked. Not the, just man. ManWhoWalked.com.
Okay.
And you can download his book there. Suggested donation is $12, but you can do as little as $5. And most of you have heard the story, but, you know, I met him in a synchronicity. I knew him for about 3 or 4 months, and I never knew about this Matthew connection. I knew that he was a holistic doctor. And how many of you, you know, you guys know who Young Living is?
What's the name?
Young Living. Young Living.
Yes.
It was a multi-level. He was their company spokesperson for a while. Okay? I mean, he was a distinguished holistic doctor. And Jesus came to him and said, told him that he was Matthew and that he wanted his help in doing something. And so he did it. And he had huge amount of controversy because he had this reputation as a doctor. And people, most of them, were giving him a very hard time for this book that he did. And I had another experience with a guy that I was sure was the reincarnation. Well, let's just say I was sure after Terry Friedman was the reincarnation of John the Beloved, okay? And he also died. Okay, now maybe they're coming back. I don't know. But this guy used to give seminars in Los Angeles. And he did a reading on me. Somebody recommended him. My first girlfriend in college, we went on the road together. We played music all over the place. And then I was living in New York, and she was telling me she found a guy that could do readings like Edgar Casey. So I had a reading from this guy, and he told me about my past life as a troubadour and everything that happened. This was like 35 years ago. And, of course, at that time, I was being a troubadour. I was traveling around the country, had girlfriends all everywhere. I was playing music at clubs and little clubs, coffee houses. And I was having constant synchronicities, constant. And he told me, when I left the reading, you know, he told me about my relationship with my girlfriend. She was from that life. My parents were from that life. And after the reading, I went home, and I had this huge Ha Ha Epiphany, that I had written the song maybe 5 years previously that told the same story of this troubadour lifetime, exactly that he told me. And I knew it was real. And he used to say, he stopped saying this, but he used to say that he was a reincarnation of John the Beloved. And I did not necessarily believe him. You know, I don't believe anything when I just hear it. But I didn't believe him, but I considered a possibility. And I used to sit in his seminars in Los Angeles. And when he would talk, there would be this incredible energy that would come in the room, and it would, like, it would lift my pain away. I could feel this whole transformation. I'd go home feeling pain-free for at least 2 days. And I used to say to myself, well, if he was John the Beloved, that would make sense, because that must be what Jesus referred to as the Holy Spirit, okay? And about 15 years later, he had this huge scandal in his organization about sleeping with some of his male assistants, okay? And when the first time I interviewed Terry Friedman, I asked him, I said, so which disciples were you friends with? And he told me. He said, this one, that one. And then I said, how about John the Beloved? And Terry answered, he said, well, he was a homosexual, but he never bothered us with it. And I just fainted. I said, oh, my God. Well, the thing about it is that, I mean, that convinced me that Terry Friedman really was Matthew, and that the other guy really was John the Beloved, okay? Now, the thing about it is that having gotten to know Terry Friedman fairly well, he was not perfect. He had all kinds of human foibles. And it's like Jesus' disciples were not perfect.
Yeah.
And if they come back, it doesn't mean they're going to do a perfect job. It's right. Like we have to do a perfect job, at least the best we can. Huh?
We forgot also what we're supposed to do. Even if, see, I was just told recently that I'm not sure how true it is either, but I got my super chills and watched a couple of videos on him. But I was told that I was the reincarnated Doubting Thomas, which was he was the one who wasn't at the crucifixion. And he came afterwards, and they said, where the hell were you? And he
mm-hmm.
said, I had some errands to run.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he says, well, he came back, and he says, you know, he said he came back like he said he was going to, and you missed it. And he goes,
mm-hmm.
I don't believe it. That sounds just too far-fetched. Come on, you know, mm-hmm. didn't believe it. So then Jesus Christ came back to me and said, he says, I'm not going to believe it until I can put my hand in your wound and my fingers in the holes in the hands. And he says, Jesus came back and said, Thomas, put your hand in my wound. And that's when he got sent to India and started his crusade there, the Christian crusade in the India. Hare Krishna, I believe, was fueled by that. Okay, so, but anyway, yeah, so I watched some videos. And Downing Thomas was a preacher. He started 7 churches on this coast. And eventually, after years of being a preacher, he was baptizing the king's son and his wife. And the king got jealous and sent his men after him and killed him.
Mm-hmm.
And stabbed him with a damn sword, a bunch of swords. And I was killed another lifetime. And I felt that sword go inside of me. And I started to cry. And so I that right there was kind of my, I think that this
that's
might be
right,
true,
yeah.
Which is not a big deal. I think if you look at all of our lives and all the lifetimes that happened in Akashic Records, that we could potentially have all lived each other's lives one time before. That's the whole, you know, law of one thing is you can tell if you hurt somebody's feelings because you know it feels like you have your heart broken. That kind of
thing. Yeah, I don't know if you ever heard me put this together, but I became convinced that the group Sol Ra, have you learned who the group Sol Ra is yet?
Yeah, we've been listening to you guys for a few years.
Yeah. Yeah. The Ra group was the main guy on the main group on the other side that was working through Jesus.
Wow.
And it's like Carla Ruckert, who was, they don't like to say this.
Yeah.
They don't like to say it because it would just create a lot of barbs and antichrist accusations, you know, if they said it.
Yeah.
But they did say it one time through David Wilcock when I was, and it's in the book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. They
yeah.
said, we can't, and I didn't believe it. I mean, again, I'm very skeptical. I get an idea, and I don't just repeat it and say it's true. I've done some calls on this that are in the archive, but they said, we came to you in our religion, mainly...